下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容不叫反归原意，第六章四节四十到四十四，时间1966年9月18日，地点纽约。
Tasvidate nahi kalyan ke kasi dugati taakvastiti. Now this verse we have been discussing last day, that one who falls down, suppose one has entered for spiritual cultivation of life, somewhere or other he is not successful to complete the course, then what happens to him?
上周我们讨论了这个世界，假如说一个人开始了培养灵性生活，这样那样的，他没有能够完成这一过程，那么他会怎么样？
That was the question of
Arjuna. 那是 Arjuna 的问题。
This is a very nice question. That suppose one enters for cultivation of the spiritual life somewhere or other.
这是个非常好的问题。如果一个人开始了培养灵性生活，这样那样的。
Sometimes we do not follow the rules. Sometimes we are entrapped.By some feminine attraction, these are impediments.
有时候我们不遵循原则，有时候我们被女性的吸引力所捕获，这些都是障碍。
So we may not be able to make complete progress.
因此我们有可能不能完成全部的进步。
So Krishna says that.My dear Krishna, Arjuna, nahi kalyanate kaschit durgatim. Anyone who has attempted even 1% sincerely culture of spiritual realization, he will never fall down.
Mr. Krishna 说，我亲爱的 Arjuna， 任何一个真诚的尝试了灵性觉悟的培养。哪怕只有1%，他也永远不会堕落。
Will never fall down.
他永远不会堕落。
That sincerity.
那种真诚心。
Because we are weak, and the material energy is very strong. So to adopt spiritual life is more or less.Declare war against the material energy.
我们很软弱，物质能量很强大。采取灵性生活，或多或少的是和物质能量宣战。
The material, the illusory energy, is trying to curb this conditioned soul as far as possible.
物质的迷幻的能量，它想要尽可能的抑制受条件限制的灵魂。
Now, when the conditioned soul tries to get out of her clutches by spiritual advancement of knowledge, she becomes small, stringent.
当受条件限制的灵魂想要通过灵性知识的进步摆脱他的束缚，他变得更加严厉。
Yes. She wants to test how much this person is sincere.
他想要检验一下。这个人有多么的真诚。
So there will be so many allurement offered by the material energy.
因此物质能量会提供那么多的诱惑。
Now, there is a story, there are many stories. One of them I am citing is very interesting.
我讲一个故事，有许多的故事，我现在讲其中的一个，这非常有趣。
Vishwamitra Muni.Vishwamitra Muni, he was a great king, Kshatriya. But his priest, Vasishtha Muni, he had great spiritual power.
Vishwamitra Muni 是一个伟大的国王 Kshatriya. 他的祭师 Vasishtha Muni 有非常巨大的灵性力量。
So he renounced his kingdom. He wanted to advance.
Vishvamitra Muni 放弃了他的国度，他想要进步。
He was kingly, royal order, but still he wanted to advance in the spiritual order.
他是在皇家的阶层，但是他仍旧想在灵性上进步。
So he adopted yoga process, meditation.
因此他采用了瑜伽的方法，冥想。
That time it was possible for adopting this process, yoga process.
在那个时候采用这一瑜伽方法是有可能的。
So he was meditating in such a way that the Indra, who was the king of heaven, he thought that this man is trying to occupy my post.
他的冥想是那么厉害，以至于天堂的国王英者想，这个人是想要占据我的位置。
As there is competition,this is also, heaven means that is also material world. So this competition, no businessman wants that another businessman go ahead. He wants to cut down. Competition of price, quality.
天堂也是物质世界，因此有这种竞争。每个生意人都不希望其他的生意人抢在前面，他想要压住别的人，价格的竞争，质量的竞争等等。
Indra.He thought that this man is so strongly meditating. It may be that I may be deposed and he come to my seat.
同样的，英者想，这个人的冥想是那么厉害，有可能我会被赶下台，而他占据我的位置。
Then he arranged one of his society girls, Menaka, to go there and allure this Muni.
因此他安排了他的一个社交女郎梅纳卡到那里去引诱这位牧尼。
When Menaka approached that Rishi, Vishvamitra Rishi, she was meditating.
当梅纳卡接近那位 Vishvamitra Rishi 的时候，他正在冥想。
And simply by the sound of her bangles, she could understand that there is some omen.
仅仅是通过他的脚镯的声音，他能够一下子明白啊，有女人来了。
And as soon as he saw that is heavenly celestial beauty, he was captivated.
他一看到他天使般的美丽，便被捕获了。
Then there was a result that Shakuntala Parat, some of you may know.There is a book made by Kalidas, Shakuntala.
结果便产生了夏昆特拉。你们有人可能知道，卡利达斯写了一本书《夏昆特拉》。
This Shakuntala is supposed to be the most beautiful girl in the world, and she was born by this combination of Vishvamitra Muni and Manoka.
夏昆特拉据说是世界上最美丽的姑娘。他便是由于维修米特穆尼和梅纳卡结合而出生的。
So when this girl was born, then Vishvamitra thought, "Oh, I was advancing in my spiritual culture, and again I have been entrapped."
当这位姑娘出生的时候，维修米特想：“啊，我曾经是在灵性的培养上进步，可是再次我被捕获了。”
So he was going out.
因此他想离开。
At the same time, his wife Menaka, brought this girl before her, and little child is always attractive. She thought that, you have got such a nice girl, such beautiful girl, and you are going away. No, no, you should take care.
在那时候，他的妻子 Menaka 把这个姑娘带到他面前。一个小孩子总是非常吸引人的，他在给他看，你有这么漂亮的一个姑娘，你想走开吗？不，你应该留下来照料她。
So, there is a picture, very nice, that is a very famous picture, that Menaka is showing Vishvamitra Muni, the girl, and the Muni is like no more so. Yes.
有一幅非常好的画，非常著名。Menaka 在给 Vishvamitra 看这个姑娘，而这位牧女的姿势是啊，不要给我看。
There is a picture. That is.Then he went out.
然后他便离开了。
So there are chances of failure. There are chances of failure.
因此，失败的机会是有的。
Just like a great sage, like Vishwamitra Muni, he also failed. Failed for the time being.
像那样一位伟大的圣人 Vishwamitra Muni, 他也失败了，在那个时候失败了。
But Krishna says that this failure is not unsuccessful.
但是 Krishna 说，这种失败并不是不成功。
As we have sometimes the proverb that failure is the pillar of success.
但是我们有谚语，失败是成功之母。
Especially in the spiritual life, this failure. Is not discouraging. This failure is not discouraging.
特别是在灵性生活上，失败是不应该令人泄气的。
So Krishna says that even one fails in completing his spiritual course, still there is no loss on his part.
Krishna 说，即便一个人未能完成灵性的过程。但是在他那一方面也是没有损失的。
Partha naiva yaha yaha means in this world, na amutra amutra means next world.
Partha naiva yaha yaha 的意思是这个世界 ，na amutra amutra 意思是下一个世界。
Vinashastasya vidyate, yeah, he will never vanquish.
他永远不会毁灭。
Vinashastasya vidyate.Nahi kalyanakrit, anyone who takes this auspicious line of spiritual culture, kaschid durgatim tata gacchati, he'll never fall down.
任何一个采取了这吉祥的灵性的培养的人，他永远不会堕落。
And why? Na prapa punna kritam lokan anusitya shastati sama suchinam simatam vihi.Yoga Bhrashta Sanjayati Abhijaya. He says that this failure yogi, one who is successful, he enters into the kingdom of God. That is a different thing.
他说像一个失败的瑜伽师，一个成功的人，他是进入神的国度，那是另外一回事。
But one who is a failed student, what happens to him?
但是一个失败的学生他会怎么样呢？
那 prapa punna kritam lokam he enters into the planet where pious living entities are allowed to enter.
他能进入那些虔诚的生物体被允许进入的国度，而且星球。
That means he gets into the higher planet.
那意味着他进入了高等星宿。
There are many planets within the universe.And the higher planets, there are more comforts, more duration of life, persons are more pious, religious, godly.
这个宇宙中有许多的星宿，那些高等的星宿有更多的宿世，更长的寿命，人们更加虔诚，有宗教心，有神的品质。
As you make progress to the higher planets, these facilities are there, thousand times better.Than this planet.
如果你能够提升到高等星宿，在那里有这些便利，比这个星球上要好成千上万倍。
So Krishna says that even if he is failure, still he goes to such planets where pious men are elevated.
Krishna 说，即便他失败了，他仍旧能够去那些星宿，虔诚的人被提升到那里。
Prapa punna kritan lokan and anushitta shastati sama and he remains there for a long duration of time.
而且他能生活在那里过很长的寿命。
Now in the heavenly kingdom, it is said that our 6 months is 6 months are equal to their 1 day.
据说我们的六个月是相当于天堂国度的一天。
And similarly, they live there for 10,000 years.
而他们在那里能居住10,000年。
these descriptions we get from Vedic literature. Bhagavad Gita, you have got the duration of life of Brahma, that is the highest planet.
正如在Bhagavad Gita 中你能得到 Brahma 的寿命, 那里是最高的星宿。
So, Krishna says that after, even if he is a failure, he gets promotion to the higher planet.
因此 Krishna 说, 即便他失败了,他能够提升到高等的星宿。
But in the higher planets, you cannot remain for all the time.
但是你不能够总是待在高等星宿。
Kine punna, punah matulokam visanti, when your pious balance is finished, then you are again fallen in this earth.
当你的虔诚的资产被用光了，你再次堕入这个地球。
Kine punne, punah matulokam visanti. Matulokam means this matulokam, this earth.
Matyaloka, 意思是这个地球。
Now, even when he comes back here, he says, Lord Krishna says, that he gets his birth.
那么即便他回到这里, so Krishna 说, 他能够出生在,
Suchinam Simatangihi Yoga Brasva Vijayate. He takes his birth in a family. Two kinds of family.
他能出生在两种家庭里。
One family, Simatang. Simatang means very rich family. Very rich family.
一种是 Simatang, 意思是非常富有的家庭。
So, one who takes his birth in a very rich family, it should be understood that he was certainly a very pious man in his previous life.
因此如果一个人出生在非常富有的家庭里, 应该理解他是在潜意识一定是非常虔诚的人。
By good work, by pious work, we get, in our next life, we get facilities, four kinds of facilities.
通过好的虔诚的工作, 我们在下一世能得到四种便利。
What are they? Janma, Aishadja, Sutta, Sri. Janma, Aishadja, Sutta, Sri.
这四种是 Janma, Aishadja, Sutta, Sri.
Janma means to get birth in very aristocratic family, royal family, lord's family, rich family, Janma.
Janma的意思是出生在一个贵族的家庭、皇家的家庭、富有的家庭。
Acquires large extent of wealth.
或者是获得非常大的财富。
Janma is such a Sutta. Sutta means becomes very learned scholar.
Sutta 意思是成为非常博学的学者。
So one who is learned scholar, it is to be understood that it is due to his past deeds.
因此如果一个人是博学的学者, 我们应该理解这是由于他过去的行为。
One who is rich man, it is to be understood that it is due to his past acts in his last life.
如果一个人是虔诚的人, 我们应该理解, 这是由于他往事的前程活动。
Janma is just Sutta Sri. Sri means beauty.
Sri 意思是美丽。
And one who is very beautiful, either male or female, it is to be understood that this is the result of his or her pious work in the past life.
如果一个人非常的美丽, 无论是男人或是女人, 我们应该理解, 这是由于他往事的前程活动的结果。
So here, it is said that Suchinam Simatangehe Yoga Brasva Sanyasi. Suchinam means pious family.
Suchinam is a chanting jating.
Pious family means Brahmin.
Chanting jating is a Brahmin of the jating.
They are Suchi. Suchi means always pure.
Tamasha Suchi. Suchi is a Zongshi Chunjian.
Suchi means Brahmins, means culture, Brahmins. They are always pure.
Suchi意思是一个有教养的Brahman的家庭，他们总是非常纯洁的。
Their habits, their behavior, everything is pure. That is called Suchina.
他们的习惯，他们的行为，一切都是纯洁的。 这被称为苏奇纳姆。
That is a greater facility.
这是非常大的便利。
And Simata, rich family.
还有 Simata, 富有的家庭。
So the Jova Bhrashta, after living for many, many days in the higher planets, where pious people are entered, then when he again comes to this earth, he gets birth either in a Brahmin family, Suchina, or in a great rich mercantile family.
因此那些 Yoga Bhrashta,当他们在前村的人能够进入到高等星宿，居住了许多许多天之后，当他们再次回到这个地球上，他能够或者出生在一个 Brahman 的家庭 Suchinam， 或者出生在一个非常伟大富有的商人家庭
Suchinam Simatam is generally meant rich mercantile family.
Simatam 通常是指一个富有的商人家庭。
Just like you have got in your countryRockefeller family,
Ford family. 在你们的国家有 Rockefeller 家族、福特家族。
There are many in India also. There are Birla family, Barmer family.
在印度类似的也有 Birla 家族、Barmer 家族。
Every country there are rich family.
在每个国家都有富有的家族。
So either in a purified family.Just like Brahmins, or in a rich family.
因此，或者是出生在一个进化的家庭，比如说 Brahman 的家庭，或者在富有的家庭。
So at least those who sincerely begin spiritual life, so their next life is guaranteed human life, human form of life for many days.
因此那些真正的开始灵性生活的人，他们下一世至少能够保证是人性的生命许多天。
So those who are rich in this world or those who have got birth in a very pious family, a Brahmin family, they should understand that it is God's grace that I have got my birth with such so much facilities of life.
因此那些非常富裕的人，或者那些出生在一个非常虔诚的家庭 Brahmin 的家庭中的人，他们应该明白是由于神的仁慈我得到了这样的俗称，生活中有这么多便利。
Why Suchinam in a pious family one gets the chance of spiritual advancement?
为什么要 Suchinam 呢？在一个虔诚的家庭中，一个人得到人性进步的机会。
I can say practically from my own life.
我可以实际的从我自己的生活的角度来说。
I was fortunate to get my, birth in a very pious family.
我有幸出生在一个非常虔诚的家庭。
Yes, my father was very pious man, and I wanted to imitate him in my childhood.
我父亲是非常虔诚的人，而我想在我孩童时候想要模仿他。
Of course, our family is not very poor, but we are not very rich men.
当然，我们家庭并不是非常穷，但我也不是非常富裕。
But my father was very pious.
但我的父亲是非常虔诚的。
So he was worshiping Krishna.
他是在崇拜 Krishna.
So I in my childhood, I was 5 or 6 years old.I requested my father, the father, give me this deity, I shall worship.
当我孩童时候，五六岁的时候，我要求我的父亲说，父亲给我神像，我要崇拜。
The father purchased for me little Krishna, Radha, and he gave me. And I was imitating whatever foodstuff I was getting, I was offering to Krishna and eating.
我的父亲给我买了一堆小的Radha Krishna 的神像，而我就模仿。无论我得到什么食物，我都供奉给 Krishna 然后吃。
In this way, I got my life developed.
我是这样长大的。
And there was a temple in our neighborhood
在我们附近有一个庙，我到那里看 Krishna 的神像。
Oh, I was thinking many things. I still remember. I was standing for hours together.
我仍能记得，我能够站上几个小时。
So in this way, practically, we can understand that these facilities are given by the Lord.
因此，这样的实际上我们能够理解。这些便利条件是由主提供的。
The Lord is always prepared to give us facilities.
主总是准备给我们以便利。
Simply, He wants to see that we are sincere.
他只是要看我们是真诚的。
That's all. There is nice work in Srimad Bhagavatam.
虚妄的八卦他们中有一件很好的事。
Bhagavatam.Tattva sadhanmam charanam bhujam hari bhajan apakuta patetatu jedi tatra kuva abhadda abhut amusatin kuva kriyato abhadatam sadharma bhajatam sadharma abhadatam sadharma yes the purpose of this verse isTattva sadharmam.
这一世界的要旨是 Tattva sadharmam.
Sadharma means every particular person has got his prescribed duty of life.
Sadharmam 指的是每个特定的人都有他特定的生活的义务。
Every particular person. Whatever he may be, in whatever country or whatever society, everyone has got his.Some designated duty that you are to do this.
无论在哪个国家，在哪个社会，哪一个人，每个人都有他的指定的义务，你必须要做这个。
Now here it is said that if he gives us his duty, prescribed duty, and by sentiment, by association, or by craziness or anyway, he takes surrender unto Krishna.
这里说到，如果他放弃了他的指定的义务，而由于情绪、由于涟漪或者由于疯狂、由于任何原因，他脱皮于 Krishna。
People may say, "Oh, these people are crazy." All right, him crazy. Somewhere or other, if he takes shelter and Krishna, the supreme personality of God.
人们可能说啊，这些人是疯子。不管怎么样，即便是疯子。如这样或那样的，如果他脱皮 Krishna， 自尊人格神。
When I say Krishna, that means God.
当我说 Krishna， 那意思是神。
Then what happens? Tattva sadhanmam charanam bhujam hare by sentiment or by any reason.
由于情绪或者由于任何其他原因。
There may be many reasons. If one takes shelter of Krishna.
一个人脱皮 Krishna 可能有许多的原因。
Supreme Lord.But bhajan, while he was worshipping or persecuting his spiritual rules and regulations,
但是bhajan 呢，当他在崇拜，在执行灵性的规范守则。
Apakya, he does not become mature, but somehow or other falls down.
Apakya, 他没有变得成熟，而这样或那样的原因堕落了。
Sakya sadhanam.Charanam bhajam hare bhajan means worshipping.
Bhajan 意思是崇拜。
Apakya immature and falls down.
Apakya 不成熟堕落。
The Narada says in this Bhagavad, Tatra kuva and abhadra bhudamushtake. So what is there inauspicious for him there?
Narada 在 Bhagavad 中说道。对于这样的一个人有什么不吉利的呢
Suppose he has fallen down.
就算他堕落了、
There is no inauspiciousity.
没有什么不吉利的、
But a person who does not approach God but regularly and makes his duties perfectly, what does he get?
但是一个不接近神的人就算他有规范的完美的实现了他的义务他得到什么呢
What does he get? I mean, he does not get any benefit of his prayer.
他 他在生活中没有得到任何利益。
Life. But a person, even if falls down, because he has taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, oh, he's better.
但一个人即便他堕落了，由于他脱皮自尊主，他更好。
So, these things are sanctioned by Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and all Vedic literature.There is no harm if one is not able to fulfill his mission properly, half finished, still.
这些东西都是由须摩的巴瓜他们巴瓜斯基特和所有的伟大文献所认同的。即便一个人不能够正当的完成他的使命，只完成一半，也没有任何伤害。
Why he's not in loss?
为什么呢？为什么他没有损失呢？
The next shloka.
下一个修罗克解释了。
Now, again, Lord said that either in a Brahmin family, very poor family, or in a rich family, athava, or yoginam eva kule bhavati bhimata. Yogina. In a family where persons are practicing through the yoga system.
就再次说到，或者是在一个 Brahmin 的家庭中，非常虔诚的家庭，或者在一个富有的家庭中，或者是 Yoginam， 在一个人们练习瑜伽系统的家庭中。
Yoginam, Bhimata. Yoginam, Yoginam means either devotee or meditator or great philosopher in their family.
Yoginam 意思或者是一个奉献者，或者是冥想者，或者是哲学家，在他们的家庭中。
Yoginam eva kule bhavati bhimata. Bhimata means very intelligent.
Bhimata 意思是非常智慧的。
These transcendentalists, either philosophers or meditators, are great devotees of the Lord. They are considered the highest top of the human society.
这些超然主义者，或者是哲学家，或者是冥想家，或者是读的伟大奉献者，他们被认为是人类社会中最高等的。
Bhimata, etat bhi dullabataram loke janma jad idrisham. Now, out of the three, either he gets his birth in a Brahmin family, or in a rich family, or in a family where.People are, the members are highly advanced in the yoga. So Krishna says, the third one is to be considered more fortunate.
在这三者之中，或者他出生在一个 Brahmin 的家庭，或者在一个富有的家庭，或者在一个家庭成员都在瑜伽方面非常进步的家庭， Krishna 说，这第三种应该被认为是更为幸运。
But who has got his birth in the family of a yogi? Because one who has got his birth in a rich family, he may be misled.
这第三种，一个人出生在一个瑜伽师的家庭，因为一个出生在一个富有家庭中的人，他有可能被误导。
And naturally, it so happens.
而且自然的这样会发生。
When a man gets riches, silver spoon in mouth, he thinks, oh, I have got so much money, my paternal property. Let me enjoy it.
当一个人有了财产，好比是一出生便有了银勺子在嘴里，他会想，我有这么多钱，我父母有这么多财产，让我享受吧。
See, sometimes he becomes a drunkard, a prostitute hunter, and the
law. 因此有时候他会成为醉鬼，或者醉多妓女，或者成为恶棍。
Similarly, in a Brahmin family also, just like we have seen in India, there are many persons who are born in a big, a very fat family.
同样的，在 Brahmin 的家庭中也会，正如我们在印度看到的，有许多人出生在 非常虔诚的家庭中。
But because he has taken his birth in a pious family, he thinks I am Brahmin. What I have to do? I am very pious family.
但由于他出生在非常虔诚的家庭中，他想，我是 Brahmin 呢，我有什么要做的呢？我家庭这么虔诚。
The mistake in that way. So they degrade. So.
他们像那样的犯错误，他们会堕落。
In the pious family.Or in the rich family, there is chance of degradation.
因此，在虔诚的家庭中，或者在富有的家庭中，有堕落的可能性。
But one who takes his birth in a family of joy, devotee, he has got better chance for cultivating the same spiritual culture from which in his past life he had fallen.
而一个出生在瑜伽师或者奉献者的家庭中的人，他有更好的机会可以进行同样的灵性培养。他上一世是从那次中堕落下来的。
Yeah, Krishna says, either he dullabhatam. This is very rare that a man gets his birth, a parent, a yogi.
Krishna 说，这样的一个出生，一个人得到父母是瑜伽师，这是非常罕见的。
This is very rare.But it is, he recommends him and he eulogizes this sort of family.
但是他赞扬了这种家庭。
That, what is the facility of this family?
那么这样的家庭能带来的便利是什么呢？
Now, Lord says, Tatratam buddhisangyogam labhate pobhagrihikam. In his previous body,Whatever he cultured, now he begins to remember.
主说道，在他的潜意识，在他前一个躯体，无论他培养了多少，现在他开始能记起。
He begins to remember.
他开始记起。
I may tell you that those who have taken this society, Krishna consciousness very seriously,They are not ordinary persons.
我可以告诉你们，那些非常认真地加入这 Krishna 这个协会的人，他们不是普通人。
They must have had such culture in their previous life.
他们在前一世一定有过这种培养。
Now they are again trying to revive that.
他们现在是想再次恢复。
It is said according to Bhagavad Gita.Tattvatam buddhisam yogam labhate purvadehikam because that asset is there.
因为那种资产在那里。
Suppose I make my bank balance, 10,000 million or something, big, very big balance. Now as soon as my body is finished, the bank balance is also finished. Because the bank balance is not going with me.
假如说我银行里有巨大的存款100亿元，但是当我的身体结束的时候，我的银行存款也结束了，因为银行存款不会跟着我走。
That remains in the bank, to be enjoyed by somebody else.
那会留在银行里，由其他的人享受。
But the spiritual culture, suppose if you have not 10,000, or even 10% you have done.That goes with you.
但是灵性的培养，不要说10,000，哪怕只有你只完成10%，那也会跟着你。
So there is no loss.
因此没有损失。
Then again, you begin from 11%.
而且你会再次从11%开始。
From the 11th point you begin.
从第11%你开始。
So we should consider that when you get such chance.Of spiritual cultivation, maybe 10%, 5%, 50%, we should know that now we should finish the balance percentage of cultivation. We must finish this life.
因此我们应该考虑到，当我们有了机会进行灵性的培养，可能是10%、5%、50%，无论是多少，我们应该明白，我们应该把剩下这一部分结束。我们应该在这一生中结束。
I shall not take chance of another birth.
我不应该再等到下一世。
That should be our determination.
那应该是我们的决心。
For the dehika, when I have come to this point, it must be understood that I had some effect in my previous life.
当我到了这一点，我一定是在前世有一些资产。
So Krishna is giving me chance to make further progress.
因此 ，Krishna 给予我机会取得进一步的进步。
Now, in my past life, I could not finish this job somewhere other.
在我的前一世，由于这样那样的原因，我不能够结束我的任务。
But that doesn't matter.
但那并不要紧。
Now this life, I shall not allow. To miss this opportunity.
在这一生，我不能再次错过机会了。
That should be our determination. As soon as we begin some spiritual culture,
一旦我们开始灵性的培养，那应该是我们的决心。
Tatratang buddhi samyogang labhate purvadehikam. Purvadehikam means according to the past life. He begins. He tries.
Purvadehikam 意思是按照他的潜意识。他开始，他尝试。
gentlemen, boys who come here, there is an urge from within that you want.
你们这些绅士孩子们到这里来，是出于体内的驱动，你们想要了。
This urge is due to your past previous spiritual culture.
这种驱动力是出于你。过去的前世的灵性培养。
This is understood if we believe Bhagavad Gita.
如果我们相信 Bhagavad Gita, 便应该这样理解。
So we should not make any more fall down.
因此我们不应该再次堕落了。
We should finish this business in this life.
我们应该在这一生便结束这件事。
So that, according to Bhagavad Gita, as it is said,Tattadeham punarjanmaneti mameti chodhi. Then after leaving this body, then he does not take birth again in this material world.
对，按照不加凡歌，当他离开这个躯体之后，他不会再次出生在这个物质世界。
Where janma mrityujara badi, repeated birth and death diseases are there, but.He comes back to me, Krishna.
在这里有着重复的生死病老，但是他会回到我这里 ，Krishna 那里。
Samasitam je padapallavam plavam mahapadam punnajaso murare mahapadam punnajaso murare 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 means Krishna.
Murare 意思是 Krishna.
One who takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna, then for him, this place, which is padang padang jad vipadang nati, a place where in every step there is danger.
一个脱贫于 Krishna 的莲花足的人，对于他来说，这个地方是在每一步都有危险。
This material world.It supports that every step they take.
这个物质世界被说成是在每一步都有危险。
You see, what we are doing, in all sense, culturing some spiritual process, and there are so many complaints.
比如说，我们是在做什么？毫无伤害的进行灵性的培养，但仍旧有那么多的抱怨。
We are not stealing, we are not, making propaganda for some political purpose or some nothing.
我们没有偷窃，也没有为一些政治的目的做宣传，什么都没有。
Nonsense thing you are doing.
你做的事情都是无害的。
But still, somebody comes forward and puts some dangerous things.
但是人就会有人来，使我们处于危险之中。
So this is such a place.
这里便是这样的一个地方。
Lord Jesus Christ, his only fault was that he was preaching God's message. He was crucified.
主耶稣基督，他唯一的错误便是他传播了神的信息，他被钉死在十字架上。
So these things are, is, this place is like that.
这个地方便是那样.
Even if you are innocent, still you will be put into danger.
哪怕你是无害的, 你仍然会遇到危险.
So this place should be avoided.
因此应该避免这个地方.
Padang, padang, jada vipada. Every step there is danger.
这个地方是 padam padam yad vipadam, 在每一步都有危险.
So one who takes the spiritual culture, for them this place is unfit.
因此对一个采取灵性的培养的人, 对于他们来说, 这个地方是不合适的.
Unfit. My Guru Maharaj used to say that this place is not fit for any gentleman's living.
我的Guru Maharaj经常说, 这个地方是不适于任何绅士居住的。
You must say like that. This place is unfit for any gentleman's living.
他常那么说, 这个地方是不适于任何绅士居住的。
So, tato ta, jatate sa tato bhuya, sangsitto kurunamna, kurunamna na. Oh my dear Arjuna, when he gets a chance to revive his own spiritual culture, automatically he tries for it sincerely.
Krishna 接着说, 我亲爱的Arjuna, 当他得到了这样的机会, 恢复他过去的灵性培养, 自动的, 他会非常认真的,
How? Put the bhyatena tena you. Because he had his practice in his previous life. Therefore, it appeals to him.
因为他在往事有过练习, 因此就会吸引他。
Nothing appeals anything more.
其他的事情都不会吸引他。
He has got a taste from the previous life.
他从往事得到了品味。
It appeals to him. Put the gashena tena. Just like somebody is forcing. Oh, you take it. You take it.
这会吸引他, 就好像有人在强迫似的, 啊, 你接受这个, 你接受这个。
Just like one who is sinful, he is also forced to go to the bar street.
正如一个罪恶的人, 他被迫要去包瑞街。
You see, similarly, what we fired in his life and has begun the spiritual culture, he is forced to cultivate and make progress. Because a God is within you,
同样的，一个在生活中非常虔诚的人，开始了对灵性的培养，他也被迫要进行培养，取得进步，因为神是在你之中。
God is within you. And sarvasya-chaham-ridhi-sannivishta, He is seated in everyone's heart.
神在你之中，他处于每一个人的心中。
matta-smriti-jnana, He gives reminders, yes. You missed this point from here. Now.
他会提醒, 好吧, 你是从这点上掉下去的, 来吧, 从一开始, 变得完美, 不要错过这一机会, 他是那么仁慈, Smriti Gyana, 他给予知识, 记忆, 而对一个想要忘记神的人, 那好吧, 你忘吧, 你到这里来, 这里是你的地方, 他给予我们各种各样的机会, 结束。